Welcome to today's Harvest Academy Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Taylor Litzke, Executive Director of the Indianola Community Youth Foundation, about the Winter Break Escape. Indianola Community Youth Foundation has an event coming up to start off the new year for kids and some activities coming up. Tell us a little bit about what you have planned for kids on winter break.
Yeah, so we are planning a Winter Break Escape. It is for ages K through 6. Go ahead and come on out to the field house, and we'll have games and crafts, snacks, just a fun way to get out of the house over winter break.
Perfect, and I'm sure parents will like that quite a bit, too, after the kids being cooped up in the house after a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's exactly why we wanted to do it. The holidays, there's a ton of holiday events, so we didn't want to step on anyone's toes there. So we thought, what better way to have an event than to get people out of the house when they're cooped up?
Well, perfect. Well, I wanted to go back to the beginning of 2021. When we talked, it was coming off of a Halloween event and a very difficult 2020 for everyone. When you look back on the beginning of 2021, what did you want this year to be kind of compared to now where you've kind of experienced it?
You know, planning for 2021 was hard just because we didn't know what it was going to look like. We obviously have to stick to what the school is doing and the state guidelines, and so we were very lucky that things kind of loosened up and we were able to start getting back to normal. Obviously, everything isn't 100% yet, but definitely getting towards that normal, and that has been fabulous.
Well, going through that pandemic, normally you have the open gyms, you have some spring activities, not being able to have that for 2020, and then coming back, beginning kind of back to school stuff, the back to school bash went off pretty well, I think. It was nice to get back to some fun activities.
It was definitely nice to get back to some activities. We had to, you know, miss our pickleball tournament, and open gym was canceled a lot early on in the year, but getting, again, back to that normal, having the open gym and the back to school bash was an amazing way to kick the school year off.
Well, and then let's talk about the Trunk or Treat. Obviously, another fun event. Hundreds of kids went through, and I think another big success for the Indianola Community Youth Foundation.
Yeah, you know, there was a lot of Halloween events this year, so we were kind of nervous, but we had over 500 kids, which is better than last year, so definitely met and exceeded our expectations, and I'm not going to promise anything, but definitely keep it on the calendar for next year.
Perfect. Well, we'll write it in, but not in permanent marker yet.
Yes.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Eat Well, Play Well ambassadors. They are always a big part of Indianola Community Youth Foundation, and they've started to kind of get out in schools and stuff. And to me, that's been a program that's been building over the last several years. And kind of talk about that program and maybe for those who don't know what that is.
Yeah, so the Eat Well, Play Well program is basically 10 high school seniors are selected. They're nominated by their coaches or activity leaders, and they have to submit an essay. And we normally have about 40 nominees, and from that 40, we have to narrow it down to 10, which is very hard. We have amazing students in the school district, so definitely hard to get it down to those 10. But then those 10, we do a photo shoot where they're playing with fruit or they're in their different activities outfits. Basically, it's to inspire the youth in the community to eat well and be involved in their school, which is the Play Well. We've actually added kind of a do well aspect to that, where the ambassadors have to give back to the community in some way, whether that is through ICYF, like volunteering at Trunk or Treat or Back to School Bash. And then we also implemented a mentorship in 2020, which obviously got cut short due to COVID, but we're bringing that back this year in 2022, so we're excited for that. But they have to do well as well. So eat well, play well, do well.
Well, perfect. And then one final time, preview the event coming up to begin 2022, what people need to know and who can all attend.
Yeah, January 2nd, it is from 1 to 4 p.m. at the field house. It is drop your kids off. You're definitely more than welcome to stay, but kind of like a lock-in feel. Again, at the field house, free to the community, ages K through 6, crafts, games, snacks, lots of fun.
Thanks to Taylor Litschke for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That's been today's Harvest Academy Let's Talk Indianola. Harvest Academy, a therapeutic community focused on changing lives with a whole person approach in Warren County and the surrounding area.